Hello, entrepreneurs, explorers, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. And on today's podcast, I'm interviewing Vincent Lee. Vincent, he is currently based in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. He is the founder of Edaverse, which is an accelerator and incubator for Web3 startups, focusing especially on the Middle East and North Africa region. Vincent has been advising multiple startups. He is a product person, but apart from that, he has been investing in Web3 startups and he has been incubating Web3 startups. He's been working with founders for many, many years, and he has some amazing experience and insight under his belt. So if you are building something, if you are building a startup, if you are working in a startup, especially a Web3, a blockchain, a crypto startup, then this episode is for you. Also, nothing mentioned in this episode should be taken as investment advice. And finally, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it on your social media. Please share it with your friends. I do not run any advertisements. My only ask is that you rate this episode and you share it. With that out of the way, let's get into it. So Vincent, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I wanted to talk to you about Edaverse and all the things that you've been involved in. But for some of our audience that still don't know you as well, can you please give a brief introduction about yourself and what you're up to these days?
Okay, sure. Hi, Sam. It's very nice to be here together with you. A short introduction from my side. I'm Vincent, the founding partner of Edaverse, along with a couple of other Web3 projects. And I started my career 15 years ago as a product manager. Actually, right now, I still see myself as a product guy. So after 15 years. And so I worked from Web 1.0 all the way along to Web 3.0. So it's an amazing journey, I can say, that I witnessed all the development of web and internet. And I'm very happy to be part of, still be part of Web3. And right now I'm running Edaverse. I started it 2 years ago, back in 2021. So Edaverse is a Web3 focused investor and accelerator. And we started investing in Web3 startups from Asia and Africa. And so far, we have already invested more than 50 Web3 startups across different regions.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And, what is more than the investment is that we also offer Web3 acceleration program, and we include all the Web3 founders into our program after the investment, and providing very heavy hands-on support to them in different areas to equip them with the necessary Web3 knowledge. And apart from Edaverse, I'm also the co-founders of a few venture building Web3 projects like Vibra, the MCC Crypto Exchange, the Cassava Network, a Web3 decentralized loyalty point platform, and also Nodo, the Web3 community for frontier markets. And so far, I'm an investor and a venture builder, and also mentor to Web3 founders and startups. And I really enjoy my time right now. Yeah, so that's it.
You have been busy. There are so many things to unpack, so many questions. I think we will have to do this interview in two parts, because there is just so much content there that I think that a lot of the Web3 founders can learn, especially for me. Most of my audience, they are Web3 founders. And there's another thing that I wanted to touch on, and that is that you are currently based in the Middle East, North Africa region, or in Saudi Arabia or Riyadh to be specific, and you spent some time in Nigeria, or you have spent some time in that MENA region. So I wanted to find out from you that what are some of the specific challenges that Web3 or just founders face in that region?
Yes, very good question. So if I can share my experience in different regions. So I started my career in China, and I did quite a lot of products from 2008 to 2018. So the first year I was in China. And after the first exit of my last startup, I extended my career in Africa. And then I also ran a Future Hub in Africa as a seed fund and incubator. And I invested a few companies and also did some venture buildings. And then right now, from last year, late last year, we officially extend our business in Saudi Arabia. So I had experience in China, actually a bit in the US when I was in charge of the investment fund, and also in Africa, and then right now in Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia. And I can see the difference between all the regions, right? So every region is very unique. So if you look at China, so it's a very powerful centralized economy. And so basically we emphasize very much on the blockchain technology itself, right? And well, in the United States and Europe and some Southeast Africa, Southeast Asian country like Singapore, we see quite vibrant Web3 native projects. So people emphasize on the decentralization, on the self-autonomy and different things.
Yes.
And if you look at the far in the Africa, we see a very fundamental use case based on the stable coin, right? Because the economy needs really innovation, the solution of facilitating the money flow, cross-border payment, and where the stable coin solution is very fundamental and massive in that continent.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And then if you look at the Middle East, especially Saudi Arabia, I would say there's a very big potential because things in Web3 is still in a very early stage.
Yes.
So here, I can see the big, massive opportunity to leapfrog the incumbent or traditional solutions here and to leverage blockchain technology in many sectors like supply chain, like gaming, like metaverse, like tourism, and quite a lot of things, right? So here, actually, Saudi Arabia is one of the most expected market from my side.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And so then I have another question that is related to Adaverse, and that is that is it only for Cardano-based Web3 projects or for any Web3 project?
It's a very good question. I see this in two angles. The first angle is that Adaverse is backed by Cardano, which is the top seven biggest public chain by the market valuation. And so we have a vision to utilize Cardano blockchain for our Web3 projects or portfolio. But from another angle, we really respect the nature or business model of our founders, which means if there is another suitable solution for a certain type of product, then we're also very happy to encourage them to implement those specific solution. For example, Cardano is famous for its stability and its security, right? But there are more other crypto, especially public chains, who emphasize in the performance, in the efficiency, right? By nature of the product, for example, if you want to build a gaming product, or if you want to build very product with a very high TPS, then we also try to evaluate other chains or other more suitable solutions for our founders. So basically, we respect the business model and the product of our founders, and then we try to suggest suitable solutions to them.
Well, that's fantastic. And I guess that's where your experience as a product manager comes in, because product is so fundamental to any startup. I've seen that. I saw a quote somewhere some time ago, and I quite resonate with that, is that you have to do sales when you don't know how to do marketing. And you have to do marketing when you don't know how to build a good product. Because if you have a really good product, it sells itself, it markets itself, people tell about it, and so on. So I can see your experience shining through and helping the founders that join Edaverse. And also, you have worked through so many different regions, you have worked through with so many different founders. What are some of the mistakes you see that Web3 founders make?
Yeah, actually, it's a very good question. I see several cases that a very great, capable founder who have very good experience in Web2 or general tech industry, they struggle to build a Web3 solution for the first time, right? So usually for the first time they build a Web3 solution, they waste a lot of time, energy, money, and resources, right? So I still remember, so in Africa, I helped a founder who has a very good solution in supply chain management, right? And since he already got quite a few big clients, mm-hmm. and he want to extend his product into next level, so he started to build anti-counterfeit solution based on the blockchain. So they leverage the verification of blockchain to,
yes.
to build an anti-counterfeit solution. But at that time, he didn't really have Web3 knowledge, and he had a mindset of building fast, fail fast, and pivot fast. But at the end of the day, he spent a lot of money, millions of $2-3 million, building solutions that doesn't really work for the end user, right? At the end of the year, you can imagine during the Christmas Eve, he's sitting there and thinking of what I'm doing right now, right? So the whole year is wasted, right? So to me, it's a very big lesson, even to me, right? So how many time you can waste, right? How many money or resource you can waste, right? So here, I really suggest that for the first time Web3 founder, finding a very good supporter, mentor, advisor who has experience to building Web3 solutions are very important, very important. So it can save your time, save your energy, save your funding, and also save the whole time from your team. So I think that is a very common case for the first time Web3 founders. And that was why we started Adverse. We try to support the very great Web2 founders to switch or migrate into a very successful Web3 solution.
Oh, that's fantastic what you're doing. And on the other side, talking about successful founders and just through your speaking, through going to different events and also interacting with so many other founders and projects, what are some of the qualities that you have seen in successful Web3 founders? So what is some things that they do right?
Yeah, actually it's a very good question. Because from Adverse, we invested in different regions, right?
Yes.
The first and foremost point is that for Web3 solution, it's really important to find product market fit, right?
Yeah.
I think this is number one thing. As I mentioned, in United States, Singapore, and very active crypto market, so for sure you can build very crypto native projects, right? Layer 2, ZK Rollup,
yes.
Graphic, LSD, quite a lot of fancy
yeah.
things. Yes, you should do that. But in other regions, for example, in Africa, I would suggest the product market fit really lies in the fundamental use case, right? Like
yes.
remittance, border payment, settlement, right?
Yes, 100%.
So, finding that product market fit is really the first and foremost thing. And the second
yeah.
thing is about how to design the roadmap and how to prioritize the product development, right? As I mentioned, if you do it wrong, then it's a big waste of time.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. And coming back to Adverse, what's the biggest challenges for Adverse?
So for Adverse, we keep emphasizing the power of blockchain technology.
Yeah.
And we keep educating our founders and also potential partners that we can work with. It takes a bit longer time to make the blockchain technology the mainstream thing for everyone. And for this part, I think the whole blockchain ecosystem is still in a very young age, very early stage age. If you compare to the stock market, if compared to other general tech, right? So we need to have patience, and we need to keep building and keep educating people.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. I love the mission that you're working on. I've got a few more questions here. And one of that is that we are just at the start of the year 2024. A lot of people feel like the markets are starting to respond positively, or they're going up a bit. Like maybe some people say it's start of another kind of crypto summer or DeFi summer or bull market. Everyone has a different name. What is your view on the market? Do you think that you have seen, I don't know, more appetite from people for investing in crypto or exploring this field? Or do you think that we are far from it?
Yeah, so I see this in two aspects. The first aspect is the circle of the market. So apparently for any like a financial economy related market, there are circles, right? Even for
yeah.
stock market,
Even
for the
Absolutely.
inflation. So four,
Yes.
5 years circle, and it's no different for crypto market, right?
Yes.
And right now we are tapping into a start of the bull run, I would say, with a very good news, Bitcoin ETF
Absolutely.
approval from SEC, and also the coming halving of Bitcoin near
Yes.
the corner. So it's good sign that we can anticipate the 3 4 years of a bull run. But from another angle, I would say I don't recommend people to speculate on cryptocurrencies, but
Oh, 100%.
rather I would recommend especially founders to pay attention to the emerging technology in this space, because every day there are new technologies and new narratives and new products coming to the market in crypto space, right? So in this run, personally speaking, I really look forward to several things. The first one is the boosting of layer twos, right? So you see
Yes.
different solution as the second layer. This is one thing. And the other thing, I really look forward to see more SocialFi and GameFi products. That is the tipping point that crypto can enter into the mainstream, right? So
Yes.
we already seen some SocialFi products last year, but this year I anticipate more. And not to mention GameFi
Yeah.
together, Metaverse. So like a full on-chain game. This is a very good direction. And the
Yes.
third thing about the more use case integrated into traditional sectors, just what we have invested a lot in different regions. We cover solutions in supply chain, land registration, in business verification, contract verification, and tokenization of assets like gold and different things. So
Yes.
basically, we see more and more use cases that leverages blockchain technology into the real world, the traditional sectors. So from the crypto market, we can call it RWA, but from traditional economy, basically we can see that more and more sectors are embracing the blockchain technology. So those are the things that I really look forward into this bull run.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That was my next question. Which tech are you most excited about? And you pretty much already answered that question. My next question is about the startups that have gone through Edaverse. Are there any startups you're particularly excited about that you think they're like really cool projects, or they're solving some real world problems?
It's a very difficult question to me, to be honest, because out of 50, more than 50 portfolio companies, we have quite a
Yeah.
lot who are very unique in their own sectors, right? So just maybe one or two. So recently, one of our portfolio company called Kansa Finance got a funding of 2.3 million, leading
Nice.
Polychain. So
Yes.
what they do is that they build a synthetic DeFi protocol for African continent. They try to solve the issue of foreign exchange. So usually people need to deal with many different currencies in Africa, because there are 54 countries in Africa in total, right? Many countries, many currencies, right? So it's difficult to really do the import, export, trading, and all the business activities, right? So what they do
Yes.
is that they build a DeFi platform that enables users to mint the virtual currency of different countries and make it a synthetic assets, and then enable people to trade in a DeFi way, which is really innovative. And so this is one case, especially for Africa, with a very huge product market fit, right? And
Yes.
yeah, another thing is the Pod3 from Singapore. We invested in Pod3 the year before last. And what they're doing is that they give the user back their ownership of their social data. So basically, they build a social platform that enables people to read, to post, to interact with each other. But the key thing is that all the data is owned by the user themselves, right? And there's no doubt that the platform also need to do business, right? But at the
Yes.
moment, business, they do advertising, they always ask permission from the users, right? So it's the user's decision whether or not they can authorize a third party app to have my data and to do more like advertisement. So basically, that is the essential of Web3, that users have the ownership of everything they have. So this is also a very good example.
Yeah. Oh, those two are fantastic examples. Of course, we can only cover so many startups. Even 2 minutes per startup would be 100 minutes. But I did see on the Edaverse website all the logos of all the different startups that Edaverse has invested in, or they've gone through the accelerator, and some really cool projects. So I wanted to see which ones, in your point of view, were the coolest ones. And my next question is continuing around the trends in Web3. And in your point of view, which trends do you think will shape Web3 the most in the next 2-3 years or so?
Yeah, I would say the most potential product or the utility from Web3 might be GameFi, right? So the reason why I mentioned this, it's not because GameFi has the most advanced technology, right? So if you look at technology, we have all the infrastructure, we have the layer one, layer two, and we have the DeFi. So quite many technologies, right? But the thing is that in order to make Web3 mainstream to many users in the mass market, we need to have a very big use case that can be attract everyday users, right? So here I see the GameFi has the biggest potential here. So from the last bull run, we saw that some GameFi protocol like Axie Infinity, Step N, basically they are already very popular in some crypto native markets like Southeast Asia, right?
Yeah.
And that is just the beginning. So in this bull run, we will see more and more gaming infrastructure who provides the fully on-chain, 100% on-chain protocol for the game developers, for the game publishers, and also for the end users. So these might be the biggest tipping point that we can onboard many mass market users onto the blockchain world.
Yeah, I cannot agree more. I founded a startup in esports some time ago, many years ago, and I also worked with gaming related DAOs and guilds, and it's just the community thing is so strong when it comes to gaming. And that's why if you go to any gaming convention, or this is the real world, even in the Web2 or even before the Web2, they've always, like, people have played games for centuries before computers came. Before anything, we had board games, we had card games and things like, or even all sorts of games. So I completely understand. It's just a matter of time. And even in the Web2 world, games take, people forget how long some games take. Some really good games by AAA studios, even with thousands of people working on them, can take 5 years, 10 years sometimes, and they last for 2-3 decades. People are still playing StarCraft. It's not a new game, or League of Legends, or those sort of things. So it takes time, and the whole Web3 and smart contracts and all these sort of things. The first game I remember I played was CryptoKitties in 2017. and from that to now, it has already evolved so much that just in the last 6-7 years. So it's just a matter of time that gaming will be really big, but it's just that we don't know whether it will be in 6 months or 6 years. That's what I also feel like. Gaming is going to be very big, and there's just so much innovation coming in, where the transaction cost is going down, where it's getting cheaper and cheaper to write things on chain and carry your data with you, take your assets, gaming assets, whatever you have, your clothes, guns, consumables with you in from one game to another. It's just the possibilities are potentially endless. So I am also very bullish on the whole gaming side of things. Lastly, do you have any advice for startup founders, and also especially for Web3 founders who are building a project in Web3 space?
I could give three advices to the Web3 founders here. So the first one is that always keep the curiosity and be very sensitive of the evolving of technology. This is very important in the Web3 space, because there are new technologies happening every day, right? Coming out every day. And we can miss very important things if we're not that curious about a new technology. So this is the first thing. And the second thing is that we always need to spend more time in a product market fit, right? So for example, right now we extended to Saudi Arabia market.
Yes.
And here, what we see is that very good thing that founders here, they try their best to try to leverage the blockchain technology into different sectors, right? So how do we use NFTs to secure the ownership, and how do we leverage the smart contract to verify the transaction, and how do we use Web3 tokens to run the loyalty platform? Basically, yes, lots of things to do. And the key thing is that the technology is there, right? The technology doesn't go out saying that I'm suitable for this solution, I'm suitable for this sector. It's the founder who try to connect the technology with the real world problem and build a solution. So this process of finding the best product and market fit is really important. And the third thing is that I also suggest founders need to respect the regulation, right? Especially in some markets, for example, let's say that the Middle East, right? And if the project is very innovative, but need to meet certain requirements, I would suggest founders be compliant as possible as they can, because here we aim long-term development, right? And I really hope founders also have a very healthy product and build the trust to partners, to the targeted users steadily in the long term. And so these are the three advices I have.
Oh, that is such good advice. I was taking notes as well while you were speaking, and I do want to reiterate on this. And that is that number one, always be curious for founders. Number two, work on your product market fit. And number three, and that is work on partnerships, because I think every time I have delivered growth to a project, it is through the power of partnerships. Because if you're building a product, the likelihood of someone else having those users is quite high. So you can work together in a collaborative way. And that's why it is so important to comply to all the rules and regulations, so you can form those collaborations, something that you talked about, especially in a market like Middle East, which I completely understand. So overall, fantastic advice. My last question is for you, for Edaverse, or for one of the multiple projects. I know we didn't even get to talk anything about other than Edaverse, even though you are associated with quite a few other projects as well. Is there anything that you're looking for? Are you looking for funding, for, I don't know, hiring, partnership, anything? Feel free to share if you're looking for anything.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So right now, one of our focus from Edaverse is that we are trying to have more founders, support more founders, either from other regions or Saudi Arabia locally, to build ventures in Web3 in Saudi and the Middle East market. And by support, we provide funding, and we also provide venture building support in terms of developers in Web3. And we also provide acceleration support through the program, including token utility design, technical consultancy, go-to-market strategy, and community building. And last but not least, fundraising and listing advisory. So basically, we provide lots of different support to the founders, and also very bullish about future development in Middle East in terms of Web3 and blockchain technology. If you guys are interested in learning more about our offer and also the market, feel free to reach out. I'm very active in LinkedIn, Twitter, and also you can also reach out to us from the official website, adverse.co, adverse.co. Yes, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. I will definitely do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put links to your LinkedIn and to Edaverse website where founders can reach out to help you with that. But that is, I think if I was a founder, I would have this question. I have a follow-up question on that different accelerators and incubators, they all have a different model, like from Y Combinator to 500 startups to everyone has a slightly different model. Some put money in Y Combinator and they take 6 or 8% equity in your startup, and some there is no fees or no, they don't pay you, but they don't take equity, and some where they don't take equity, but the founder has to pay a fees to join the accelerator or the incubator. What is the model that the Edaverse works on?
Yeah, it's a very good question. So from Edaverse side, the first thing is that we invest first and then accelerate. It means that companies who want to join our acceleration but don't accept the investment, it's difficult, right? So first, we invest at an average ticket size of several hundred K dollars. And second, our acceleration program is free and also purely focused in Web2. We're not the very general acceleration program with a bit of everything, but we focus on Web3 knowledge, right? And the funny thing is that we don't charge any service fee for the acceleration program, but we rather see it as a post-investment support alongside with our investment.
Oh, that's fantastic. You have answered all my questions for now. I will have some more next. Maybe we should do this again in some time later, after a few months, and then cover some of your portfolio startups and see how they are doing and how you've continued to add value to them. But thank you, Vincent. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, and I want to wish you best of luck, and thank you for investing in founders all around the world.
Thank you, Sam. This is a really great session. I'm really happy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Cool. I will just pause. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening or watching this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. By now, you know the drill. Leave a comment or share this episode with a friend and leave a review. I would love to hear from you. So that's why my DMs are open. Reach out to me, especially if you are a founder building a product in Web3. Then I would love to hear from you. What are your challenges? Is there anything that I can help you or my community can help you with? Thank you once again and wish you best of luck in building your startup or your project.